Luke tells us the Spirit of God comes to us from Acts, the second chapter. Pentecost is a reversal of the Tower of Babel in Genesis. The devout Jews of every nation on earth hear the apostles speaking in their own languages. Pentecost is a time when we should reflect on all the blessings in our lives and so give the glory to God for all He has done and continues to do for us. Some will hear the Spirit. Others do not know if it is the Spirit. Some want to know what Spirit is speaking to them. While we were children, we were subject to the elemental spirits of the world. As heirs of Abraham, we do know God is our God, and we are God's people. But as children, not yet fully mature in our understanding of the Spirit of God, the elemental spirit of the world drives us, divides and separates us from having a relationship with God. Some may not have ever felt as if God speaks, at least not in the way described in our text today. We can know the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we can believe it because of the Spirit and by hearing the good news. The Spirit that comes to us, according to today's text, is the Spirit of Jesus Christ sent to us by God. The Spirit brings us the ability to do things we ourselves did not know we could. The Spirit of Jesus opens our minds and hearts to things beyond our own understanding. The Spirit brings us faith and then leads us to love and serve the poor, the weak, the orphan, the widow, and widower. Pentecost is the festival of giving back to God out of our bounty from which He has first given to us. Our senior high grads have been searching for the gifts God may have given them. Students are being led by the Spirit. The question is, what Spirit is leading them today? Did we as a church give them the tools and the education to know what Spirit they should listen to as they move out of the security of families and friends? Will our children become adults and hear the words of Jesus Christ in the Spirit when they go out into the world? Will the Spirit of the world draw them in and away from the God who loves and protects them? Do we love our neighbor? Live in me, Jesus says, and I will live in you. Live in the Scriptures, and you will know the voice of the Spirit when the Spirit of God talks to you. Luther's definition of the third article sounds like this: I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus my Lord or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with the gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. That's my abbreviation. We have received the blessing of God's grace. We have the fields and forests, the plants and the seas and the skies, our families, and the bread to feed them. We cannot be so busy telling the story of the gospel that we forget to live the gospel. All our stories are still being written by the Spirit in a language that opens the gate of God's grace. And we produce faith, hope, and love in others and ourselves. Amen. Let us pray. Great Spirit, You have lit upon each of us a flame to serve You in all that we do. Ignite Your flame and help us to burn brightly for You, our open gate of God's reconciliation in Jesus Christ. Amen.